Hi, my name is Olivia Icona.
And I'm Gabby Geth.
Don't forget Marleon.
Welcome to our new podcast called The Lion, the Witch, and the Podcast. In this podcast, we talk about the life of C.S. Lewis.
Here is a word from our wonderful sponsor, St. John Ambulance.
Learn first aid. Help save lives. Be the difference.
November 29, 1898 in Belfast, Ireland.
His father was Albert James Lewis and his mother Florence Augusta Hamilton. His father was a lawyer and his mother a mathematician.
When C.S. Lewis was only 9 years old, his mother passed away of cancer, and sadly, back then, nobody understood the disease, so they never really knew she had it. C.S. Lewis is best known for writing the Chronicles of Narnia, but sadly, the book was banned in 1990 for showing graphic violence.
He was educated at the Wynnum School in Watford, England. It was a small boarding school for boys, and he stayed there from 1908 to 1910.
In 1910, he attended school in Watford Campbell College in Belfast, Cherbourg, until November when he was withdrawn because he unfortunately developed serious respiratory difficulties.
Clive Sibyl Lewis was then sent to Malvern, England, which was famous as a health resort, especially for those with lung problems. Lewis was then enrolled as a student at Sherborne House, which he referred to as Chartres, a prep school close to Malvern College.
In 1917, he enlisted in the British Army after the outbreak of World War I and was billeted in Keble College, Oxford, for officer training.
In 1918, he was wounded in battle and was sent home and discharged.
In 1931, he became a Christian.
And then one evening in September, J.R.R. Tolkien and Hugo Dyson had a long talk about Christianity with C.S. Lewis.
Lewis reported, "When we set out by motorcycle to the Whipsnade Zoo, I did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, but when we reached the zoo, I did."
In 1942, the man gave 5 live radio talks on what Christians believe on Sunday evenings, and on 8 consecutive Sundays, he gave a series of live talks called Christian Behavior.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was eventually released in 1950 after being inspired by Christianity.
C.S. Lewis based the character Lucy in the book off of his godchild named Lucy Barfield. By the time the book was published, though, Lucy was too old for fairy tales.
C.S. Lewis married an American English teacher, Joy Gresham, in 1956, and stayed married until 1960 when his wife died of cancer. But sadly, he eventually died on November 22, 1963.
Everyone can agree that he was a very inspirational author and inspired thousands around the world. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast.